We're in Rosh Hashanah. We're up to Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, about 10 lines from the bottom, and we'll quickly review what we had seen. We began with the discussion whether the Adar that's adjacent to Nisan is always missing or not. Is it always a 29-day month, or can it sometimes be a 30-day month? And then we went from that sugiya, which really discussed why was it so important to be Mechal Shabbos for the witnesses to testify about the new moon of Nisan, if everyone knew how long Adar would be. So you knew when the new moon would show for Nisan. So that was two quotes in the Gemara, how we understand that. And then in the last thin line, we quoted that when Ula came from Israel to Babylon, he notified them, from Israel to Babylon, he notified them that they had made Elul into a leap month, meaning a month with 30 days. Chodesh Me'ubar. Me'ubar literally means pregnant. So it means it's got a big stomach. It's got 30 days. Then Ula went on to say, our Babylonian friends should appreciate how much kindness we do with them. So the Gemara asks, okay, what's the big deal? What are they doing? So the Gemara says that we try to ensure that Yom Tov should not fall out adjacent to Shabbos, because in Chutzarts they have two-day Yom Tov, and if Yom Tov falls out adjacent to Shabbos, they run into situations where they have to pick their vegetables before Shabbos, and by the time they hit the second day Yom Tov, they don't have refrigeration, the vegetables are completely shriveled. And the same thing, if someone passes away on Shabbos, the body stays out until the second day Yom Tov, so the bodies will rot. So out of consideration for our friends in Babylon, we calculate when the Yomim Tovim are going to fall out, and out of consideration for them, we will either make the month of Elul have 30 or 29 days, and we'll force our hand on that. So the Gemara asked, what does that mean, you'll force your hand on that? So the Gemara offered that what we could do is, if there are witnesses that saw the new moon on the night of the 30th, they see the sun setting, and then they see the new moon right after it on the west. So if they see that, we tell them, keep quiet. We don't want to hear your testimony. And then, even though the new month should have been on the 30th, that should have been Aleph, that should have been the first of the next month. Well, if witnesses don't come, if witnesses don't testify, so then what happens is the month of Elul ends up having 30 days, and Rosh Hashanah will fall out on the next day. And that's a way in which we could play around with the calendar. But the Gemara said, what we would not do is in a situation where we would prefer that the new moon be on the 30th, and no one saw it on the 30th, we wouldn't tell witnesses, come testify that you saw it, even though they really didn't. That's what the Gemara offered. Then the Gemara questions that, and that's where we're up to. The line we're up to begins with the word bizmanu. Eini, is that really so? That you wouldn't get witnesses to just say they saw it, even though they didn't? Vashalach le Rabbi Yehuda Nesia le Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, who was Rebbe's grandson. That's why we call him Nesia, to the friendship between Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, the famous Rebbe. His grandson sent to Rabbi Ami. Hevu yodin shekol yomav shel Rabbi Yochanan. I want you to know that throughout the days of Rabbi Yochanan, ayam elamdeinu, he would teach us, me'aymin al ha'edim al ha'chodesh shelo nira bizmano lekadosho, that we coerce. Me'aymin literally means we threaten. It doesn't mean we threaten, but we coerce the witnesses to come and testify that they saw the new moon. If the new moon wasn't seen, nonetheless, we tell them, come say you saw it, so that we can sanctify the month. Even though they didn't see it, they should come and say we saw it. If it's necessary, if we need the month to be missing a day, if we need the month to end on the 29th, so we would do that. Amar Abaye, lo kasha, hab nisan v'tishrei, hab ishar yalchei. When it comes to Nisan and Tishrei. So then if it's necessary, there are so many holidays, all the holidays are basically in Nisan and Tishrei other than Shavuos. So on those 2 months, we would force a testimony. When it comes to the other months, so then we don't force the testimony. So when we said that we don't force the testimony, we meant every month other than Nisan and Tishrei. Says Rashi, Ve'im tomal, you have Rashi about 8 lines from the bottom. B'shal yal chilo. Ve'im tomal matzorich lanu b'shal chodeshim nechasel ve'le'aber. Well, why would it be necessary in any other month to make the month either one day shorter or one day longer? Kigono tashishaninu b'masechet erechin en pochatin ma'arba chodeshim amubarim b'shana ve'lo nireh le'aber yoter al shmona ve'hata mefarshin anatam. ואם יברו שמונה ובזה לא נראית ביום שלושים, נמצא שאנו צריכים לאיים עליהם לומר, ראינו בשביל לקדש. We say that in order to keep the calendar in line, there has to be a minimum of 4 months that have 30 days, and no more than 8. Now what happens if you had 8 months that had 30 days? And now you hit month number 9. And in month number 9, no witness sees the new moon on the night of the 30th. So that's going to end up being a 9th month that has 30 days. So that doesn't work with our calendar. So you might say, under such circumstances, we'll coerce the witnesses to testify. No, that's what it means. That's the quote that we said earlier, that you don't coerce witnesses to testify they saw the moon when they didn't. That applies to every month other than Nisan and Tishrei. Rava Amar, Rava gives another answer. Haditani Rabba Bar Shmuel Achirimi. The quote we had from Rabba Bar Shmuel earlier on, 1 second. Rabba Bar Shmuel said, that you don't coerce witnesses to testify. Rabba Bar Shmuel quoted a braisa. יכול כשם שמעברים את השנה לצורך כך מעברים את החול של צורך תמוד לומר החול של זה לכם כזה ראה וקדש. And we interpreted it to mean that that we don't coerce them to testify, meaning it could have been understood we don't coerce them to keep quiet and lengthen the month by a day. That's what we initially thought he meant to say. And then we said, no, it means we don't coerce them to testify when they didn't see anything. Yes? There are two situations where I might want to tell the witnesses what to do. One is when they saw the new moon and I don't yet want the new month to come in. I want to gain a day. And one is when they didn't see the new moon and I need the new month to come in.
Why not be quiet and within and say, okay, we accept your testimony and just not there anymore?
Once they accept it, they got problems.
No, the question is, then the witnesses will realize that there is no point to go to Beit Din.
It's a good question, how they would do it. Right. That's a good question. It's a very good question. I don't know the answer to that. Rabbi Amar Haditani Rabbi Bar Shmuel Achirimi. When Rabbi Bar Shmuel quoted that we don't coerce the witnesses, that is the opinion of Achirim. Achirim say, Ditanya Achirim Omrim, En ben atzeret la'atzeret ben ben rosh hashanah l'rosh hashanah l'dalid yamim bilvad. They say that the way the calendar works is you have 1 month 30, 1 month 29. 1 month 30, 1 month 29. It's always going to be that way, being that the month is 29 and a half days. So then it turns out every 2 months are going to be 29 days, right? 59 days. If the lunar if the lunar cycle is 29 and a half days, so 1 month 29, 1 month 30. So that's the opinion of Achirim. They say, if it's a leap year, you have 25 days. How so? Because the leap month is always going to be 29. 28 is, you understand what we're talking about? Let's say Rosh Hashanah fell this year on a Sunday. So next year, I say, I have every 28 days is 4 weeks. I'm back to Sunday. So that's fine. But if the month has, 1 month has, 6 months are going to have 29 days, that's plus 6 days. And 6 months are going to have 30 days, that's 12 days, right? So I have a total of 18 days between this year and next year. All the other days fall out as weeks. Well, 18, you subtract 14 for 2 weeks, you're left with 4, right? So if Rosh Hashanah fell out on a Sunday this year, it doesn't. Lo adu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah doesn't fall out on Aleph, Dalet, or Vav, right? Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. So let's say Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos this year. So next year it'll fall out on Wednesday, right? 4 days between year and year. Now if it's a leap year, so you have another month that has 29 days, so you gain one more day. So it'll fall out on a Thursday. So that's the opinion of Achirim. Achirim omirim, The difference between this year's holiday and next year's holiday is only going to be 4 days. And if it's a leap year, you'll have 5 days in between them. Rav Dimi min Alda matni ipcha. Rav Dimi from the city of Narda, he said the exact opposite. He said like this. I threaten the witnesses, I force them when I don't have testimony and I need to sanctify the day today, so then I tell them, come testify, even though they didn't see anything. But I would not tell them to keep quiet if they saw it, because just because I want to gain a day. My time, huh? Hi, Mirzik Ashikra, hi, lo Mirzik Ashikra. He says, when they see it, and I don't let them testify. So you know what? If they saw it, other people saw it too. I'm going to say it's not Rosh Chodesh today, but everyone saw that new moon. So what am I going to do? I'm going to look like a liar. Halachically, the new moon doesn't make it Rosh Chodesh. The courts have to decide it's Rosh Chodesh. But the people don't know that. They think the courts are lying. What are they telling me? Today's Rosh Chodesh. Yesterday was Rosh Chodesh. I saw the new moon 2 nights ago. Not last night. So when I'm going to look like a liar, then I don't make it, I don't tell them to keep quiet, I'll wait another day. But if I tell witnesses, come in and testify, you saw the new moon today. So you didn't see it, fine, you didn't see it. Your neighborhood was cloudy, your neighborhood was dark, or whatever. You didn't see it, doesn't mean there wasn't a new moon. I could tell my witnesses to come testify.
There's no problem with testifying falsely in this case?
Oh, that's a good question. We have to look into that. It's a good question. How could you do that? Right? Amar Shmuel, Yachilna letekune lekule gula. Shmuel was such a master of astronomy, he said, I could set everyone up. I could set up a calendar for everyone. I don't need any witnesses. I know exactly when the new moon's going to be and when it won't be. Shmuel was a master astronomer. He was also a master doctor. So Shmuel says, I could set up a calendar for everyone. I don't need witnesses. Amale Abba Avua de Rabbi Samlai le Shmuel. Abba was a name. Rava was called Abba. His real name was Rav Abba. Rabba was called Rav Abba. Rav might have been called Rav Abba. It was a common name in those days. Amale Abba Avua de Rav Samlai. So this man named Abba, the father of Rav Samlai, he said le Shmuel, Yada mar hai milta detanya besoda ibu. Does the master, Mar is like the master, the Rebbe, does he know, meaning he's talking to him in third person, the following brisa that I have on tradition and the secret of how you make a new moon? Nolad kodem chatzot or nolad achar chatzot. This is what I have on tradition. Nolad before chatzot or after chatzot, and there's a difference. Period. It's a secret. What does it mean? Secret. Do you know what it means? Amar leilo. He says, nope, I don't know what it means. Amar lei, mi deha lo yada, mi ikam bili acheniata de lo yada mal. He said, well, if you don't know this, so maybe there are other things you don't know. You're saying you could set the calendar up for everyone, you know the astronomy, and you could do it all on your own without witnesses. Well, maybe there are other things you don't know. You see, I quoted you a secret quote that we have, and you don't even know what it means. Kisalik Rabbi Zeira Shalachlehu, when Rabbi Zeira went up to the land of Israel, so he sent his friends out in Babylon, two things that he learned out in Israel. Tzarich sheyehei laila v'yom minachadash. Rashi, tzarich sheyehei laila v'yom minachadash. Hayom holech achar halaila. Liyot hayom min hachodesh shaya bo leil shelefanav. The day always goes after the night, so that the day is a part of the month of that the previous night was the previous night was a member of that month. Lamadnu sheim niret alvana ishana mishechashecha yom 29 shehu leil 30 en mikadshin oto biyom 30. Turns out that if you see an old moon on the night of the 29th, meaning that's the night really that begins the 30th, so then that day cannot be the 30th. ואם תאמר פשיטה דן מקדשין שהרי לא תראה החדשה ביום 30 תקיים לה 24 שעה עם מכסי סיירה כדאמרן לכמן. If you tell me, big deal. Well, do you guys know what we're talking about? You understand the cycle of the moon? Let's explain it quickly. In a nutshell, the moon and the sun, we're going to describe them as though they revolve around the earth. So, I'm glad we have video. You guys follow. And we have fruits. It's not a design to the fruits, but still, let's try to use something else. Okay, let's imagine. That this orange battery is the sun, and this green battery is the moon. Okay, so let's take the 15th of the month. The sun sets in the west, and the moon rises in the east. Full moon, all night long, the moon goes from east to west. The sun, we'll imagine as though they're traveling around the earth, and the sun goes to the other side, and just before daybreak, the moon sets, and the sun rises. Okay, fine. The next night, meaning that night, sun goes across the sky, sets in the west, and you have to wait 45 minutes until the moon will rise in the east, because the moon goes more slowly than the sun by about 40 minutes a day. Okay? Fine. Now the moon crosses the horizon, and before the moon has a chance to set, 45 minutes, or more accurately about 55 minutes, before the moon has a chance to set, the sun's already rising and you no longer see the moon set. The next night, the sun sets, and you have to wait an hour and a half before the moon will rise. Until you reach the end of the month, where the sun has caught up to the moon, and on the last day of the month, the moon rises in the east just before sunrise, and directly afterwards the sun follows. Now at some point, the sun will pass the moon. It could be during the day, it could be during the night. Let's say it happens this day. So the sun passes the moon and sets. Now if the moon is directly behind it, there's so much light out there that you're not going to see the moon. But if the moon is a little further behind, meaning if the sun passed the moon, let's say sometime during the previous day, so then when sunrise came, you didn't see a moon at all that night. But then the sun rose and passed the moon, or just passed the moon before sunrise. The sun sets, and you still see a moon for another 10 minutes before the moon lands. That's called the mola. That's called the new moon. Now, because the sun has to pass the moon, so there's a discussion, which is what we're about to enter. How long is the moon invisible for? How long does it have to be that michsi siara, that the moon is covered? That you can't see the moon because it's just in such close proximity to the sun. So the Rashi is saying now, he's saying, if the sun set on the night of the 30th, and just before daybreak, you saw the moon rise. So at some point during the night, you saw the moon rise in the east. Let's say it was a half hour before sunrise. There's no way you'll see that moon that night. Because you have to have a 24-hour period where the sun passes the moon and you still can't see the moon. It takes 24 hours that the moon can't be seen. So if you saw the moon just before daybreak, you're not going to see it that night. You're not going to see a new moon that night. So what he's telling him that the day always goes after the night. If last night you saw a moon that indicated that the 29th, that the 30th was really part of the previous month, meaning you saw the old moon, so then of course the next day, the 30th, is still going to be the part of the previous month. That's not a question. So again, says Rashi.
In the Torah, sometimes we see during old day the moon.
Well, the moon is going to be in the sky. Sometimes, let's say, when are you going to see the moon by day? Let's think about it. In the beginning of the month, so then the moon is in the sky. And it only, after the sun sets, the moon is about to set too on the west. Right? And towards the end of the month, so the sun, just before sunset, the moon rises. So you could also see the moon before in the beginning of the month, so you could see the moon earlier in the day. Meaning you could see it towards sunset, because the sun is going to set, and then you're going to see the moon before it's setting. So you could see the moon in the later half of the day. Meaning from the afternoon onward, you might be able to see a moon in the beginning of the month. Towards the end of the month, you have a situation that the sun sets on the 15th, and the moon rises. And then on the 16th, the sun sets and the moon rises 45 minutes later, meaning at daybreak, when the sun is going to rise, the moon is still up on the, is on the western side of the horizon. So the end of the month, you could see the moon in the beginning of the day. After the 15th, you can see the moon in the beginning of the day. No, no such day. You can either see the moon in the afternoon or see the moon in the morning. You won't be able to see both. Because the moon only crosses our horizon for 12 hours. 12 hours it's across, just like the sun. It has a maximum of 12 hours crossing our horizon. Okay, so it's not exactly 12 hours, but it's approximately 12 hours. You're not going to have any day when you could see the moon all day. I mean, you could have, but then you won't see it at night at all. You have 12 hours that the moon is in the sky, that we could see the moon in the sky. Back to our Rashi. So again, when Rabbi Zeira traveled to Israel, so he sent them word with the following message. Sarich sheyehei laila v'yom min ha-chodesh. The day and the night both have to be of the same month. Meaning, says Rashi, hayom olech achar ha-laila, the day goes after the night, liyot hayom min ha-chodesh haya bolel shelfanav, that the day is going to be the same month that the previous night was. Lamadnu shim niret alvana ha-ishana mishachashecha yom 29. Meaning, what he's teaching us is, if you saw the old moon on the 29th, Shulel Shloshim, and Mekachin Tov Yom Shloshim, then you cannot make the 30th the new day, the new month. V'im tomar pshita den Mekachin, sh'arei lo tireh hachadasha b'yom Shloshim. So you'll tell me that's obvious, because you're not going to see a new moon on the 30th. Dekai melan 24 shayim yichsisiyara. We have a tradition that the moon is covered for 24 hours. Kedamran lekaman, as we'll say later on. Itzrich, nonetheless, he has to tell us that. Lemanda amar meidim al haidim al chodesh shelo nireh bizmano lekadsho. According to the opinion that says we would coerce the witnesses to testify they saw the new moon, even though there was no new moon. Vashmeinam. So what he's teaching us is dim nireta ishana balayla. If tonight they're still going to see the old moon. If just before the crack of dawn, when everyone's going out to work, they're going to see the old moon on the west, so then in my mean, you can't force witnesses to say, oh, I saw a new moon last night, because that's ridiculous. The next morning, everyone's going to see you're a liar. Sharei akol ra'u sha'alayla min ha'chodesh sha'avar. Everyone gets up before the crack of dawn in Chazal's time. They'd all get up when it was still dark outside. So if everyone's going to see the old moon, you can't come today and say, oh, there was a new moon last night. No, there wasn't. Everyone saw the old moon last night. You guys with me? The Zohar Shamar Abba Avua de Rebbe Samlai, and that's what Abba Avua de Rebbe Samlai said. That's the question, whether Nolad before Chatzos or Nolad after Chatzos. So you want to know what does that mean? I'll tell you. The Zohar Shamar Abba Avua de Rebbe Samlai. What did he mean when he said it? I'll explain it to you. Mechashvin, we, the Bezdin, calculate et toldato. We calculate when exactly will the sun pass the moon. We in Bezdin sit down and do the math, and we say like this. Nolad kodem chatzot. If the new moon appeared before midday, so then I know that the new moon will be visible before sunset. Explains Rashi. Rashi's quoting a Gemara, but let's see it in Rashi. Nolad kodem chatzot hayom b'yadu ha-shenireh hayom kodem she-tishka ha-chama she-en alvana mitkasa mibnei Eretz Yisrael she-hem b'ma'arav ela 6 sha'ot achar chidusha. In Israel, the moon is only covered for 6 hours after the sun passes it, after the new moon is born, so to speak. Mitoch kotna shehalvana leolam b'shesh shaot lachar chidusha b'kerem ha'aravit romit v'nirit lahem. He says the moon will be visible in Israel in the southwestern side. If they look southwest on the horizon, they will see the new moon. So nolad kodem chatzot. If the new moon was born, so to speak, meaning the sun passed the moon before midday, then you know that it was visible in Israel before Shkia. Because in Israel, from the moment of the Molad, you only have 6 hours left that it's not visible. Lo nolad kodem chatzot, but if the new moon was only born after chatzot, so then you know that no one saw it after Shkia. You couldn't see the new moon. It was too close to the sun. Why does that make a difference? It's in order to be able to know that witnesses are lying. If the witnesses come in and say, we saw it, we know they're liars. You guys with me so far? Everything clear till here? So let's pause, think for a minute. What's clear and what's not clear? Let's do the math, okay? You guys have a piece of paper? We're going to say, Toda Rabba, that in 29.5, which is not exactly accurate, we're going to say that in 29.5 days, the moon is back where it started. So we have to figure out how much does it lose per day. So 29.5 days, which equals 29.5 times 24. You guys have a calculator? No. Okay, we'll do it the good old-fashioned way. Times 24. You know, it does work to do on paper. We have, in 29.5 days, 6,080 hours. Okay? 6,080 hours so far in 29.5 days. Now, if we, in 29.5 days, it has to return the cycle. So that means every day, it's doing a cycle of 24 hours, and every day has to lose something. Where do we get that? Let's see. It's 24, and 24 hours minus X, right? It does the cycle. No, it's 24 hours plus X. The cycle takes it longer than 24 hours, meaning it doesn't do a complete cycle in 24 hours. It takes it longer than 24 hours. 24 plus X times 29.5 has to equal what? Has to equal... No higher mathematics. Let's think for a minute. The full cycle, 360? It's not 360, is it? Now my head's not working. 1 second, I did this once. Does a full... Loses every day in order for it to lose. Oh, very simple. It has to lose. We're going to call it to lose 24 hours because it's back where it started. Right? So it's 29.5 times x equals 24. Yeah, and x is going to be parts of an hour. 29.5 times x equals 24. So that's 24 divided by 29.5. Which would be approximately... which would be, let's do 24 over 30 just to make our lives easier. So it'll be an approximation. So that's 4/5 of an hour, right? 4/5 of 60 minutes, which would turn out to be 48 minutes. Every day it loses 48 minutes. To make a total of losing 24 hours, so to speak, it's back where it started. That's approximately 48 minutes, if I did my math right. I think so. Meaning what? The sun does a full cycle in 24 hours. The moon does not. So in 29.5 days, the moon is back where it started, whereas the sun keeps going around in 24 hours. So how much does it lose in each day in order to get back to that 24? Meaning that to equal, so to speak, 24, that's back where it started. So that's 48. It, again, it's approximation. But it loses 48 minutes approximately for every day.
Okay, so it's 48 minutes, which means that as it crosses the sky, it's ending off 48 minutes later.
Right, every day 48 minutes later.
48 minutes later, 48 minutes. So at the beginning of the month when it's ending, it's right near sunset.
At the beginning of the month, sun sets, and right afterwards, the moon. The new moon. The new moon is also facing the sun, meaning the crescent is towards the sun. Because the sun is shining on it. And as the month continues, it's further and further away from the sun. The sun sets, and it's another 48 minutes, and another 48 minutes in the horizon. And it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Until at the middle of the month, the sun sets and a full moon rises. And then the sun sets and you have a partial moon rising. But now it's the other side of the moon that's showing. Because what's going to happen is, before the moon sets, the sun's going to rise. And that sun is shining on that part of the moon. Meaning, if we can call it that, in the beginning of the month, the western side of the moon is shining. The sun, that the side that's facing the sunset. And after the full moon, the eastern side is the only side left shining. And the western side grows darker and darker and darker. Clear?
So at the end of the month, the moon might rise right close to the sun.
Correct. On the last day of the month, for example, you're going to see the moon rise. And a few minutes later, you'll see the sunrise. Could be 48 minutes later. Could be less. When the sun passes the moon. The moment when the sun passes the moon.
Because before that, the sun never passed the moon?
All month long? No. It's chasing the moon. Sunrise, moon set. Sunset, moon rise. And they keep going around and around, and the sun keeps getting closer and closer and closer until the molad, when the sun passes the moon. Which could happen anytime during the day or the night. Different months, it happens different times. The molad. That's parts of an hour, parts of a, yeah. Seminag. Okay.
So that molad, that has to happen sometime during the day?
No, it could happen by day or by night. Because it could happen by night, but not in front of our eyes.